Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, March 28, 2016. I am Jason Powell. WrestleMania week is here. And we have a couple of big in-house announcements to kick things off with a bang. First off, ProWrestling.net Live returns this week, Thursday, 3 p.m. Central, 4 Eastern Time. I will be hosting along with a variety of guest hosts, and we will be taking your phone calls during the one-hour show Thursday and Friday, 3 Central, 4 Eastern. Then on Saturday, Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge will be by with the British Invasion. It'll be a taped edition of the show as they did last year. They will be previewing WrestleMania 32. I am going to be back on Sunday afternoon at 2 Central, an hour earlier, 3 Eastern time. We'll get a jump on the actual WrestleMania pre-show. That's why it's an hour earlier that day. And then I'm going to be back in the regular time slot on Monday, 3 Central, 4 Eastern time for a post-WrestleMania, looking ahead to the big edition of Raw that night. Really looking forward to going live again. It's been a while, and looking forward to interacting with you. Your phone calls will be welcome during these broadcasts, and I will have more details on the co-hosts throughout the week. But mark it down. Thursday afternoon, 3 Central, 4 Eastern time is the first edition of ProWrestling.net Live. The other big announcement, sale, sale, sale. ProWrestling.net membership sale. Our WrestleMania Week special is underway. You can sign up today for 1 month of membership for just $2. That's it. You can save $5.50 off our usual price. And better yet, we are also offering our best rates on 6 month and annual membership as well. My ad-free coverage of WrestleMania 32 and the member exclusive audio review later that night is included, as well as ad-free coverage of the NXT TakeOver Dallas show and a member exclusive audio review. Tons of WrestleMania related audio content, including on the ground exclusive audio updates from Will Pruitt and Jake Barnett from Dallas at the various events that they travel to. And if the scheduling works out, and has every other year, then Sunday morning, the tradition will continue. Breakfast with Brian Fritz of BetweenTheRopes.com. He and I get together and discuss the WWE Hall of Fame, and Brian, who goes basically every year to WrestleMania, will be comparing the host city and the atmosphere and everything to the past WrestleMania events, and I'm sure we'll talk about all sorts of other things as well. Members will hear .NET Weekly coming up on Wednesday. Will Pruitt and I will be making our official WrestleMania predictions and discussing all the news of the week, and it often contains first-run news items that have not been reported elsewhere. The membership site is ad-free. Members have access to the new ad-free mobile site with bonus content and member podcast access, in addition to the ad-free desktop website. I don't tell you guys this enough. Our exclusive members audio content is also available via iTunes and on the major podcast app. If you want to take advantage of one of these specials, again, we don't do this often, folks. This is one of those deals where you should take advantage of it while you can. $2 for .NET membership. Visit the main page at ProWrestling.net and you will find the sign up area once you are in there. I'm going to give you a coupon code to enter. .NET Audio 32A. Let's just enter 3 and 2. You don't need to spell that part out. .NET Audio 32A will give you $2 for 1 month of .NET membership. And then if you want to take advantage of the 6 month, it's .NET Audio 32B. And that's $29.99 for a 6 month membership rate. You're going to save $10 off of our usual price tag. And then for the big one, use the coupon code .NET Audio 32C. See how that works? And pay just $49.99 for 1 year of membership. It's a big savings of $16 compared to our usual $66 annual rate. We do not do this often. I do ask that if you are an existing member, that if you take advantage of one of these specials, make sure you cancel your current membership to avoid double billing. You'll save us all a lot of hassle. I appreciate that if you decide to do that. If you missed the code you were looking for, you don't have to rewind. It's cool. You can visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. You will see right there in the news ticker section, in the must-read section, at the top of the list, you will see the ad for ProWrestling.net membership sale. But we would love to have you on board. We are very proud of what we do on the member side of things, and we want you to experience it and enhance your WrestleMania week. Take advantage of it. Again, if you want to commit long-term, that's great. But if you just want to try it out, see if we are a good fit for you. $2. What is that? You can't even get a Big Mac for that anymore. $2 for .NET membership for 1 month. Dive in, enjoy. With the in-house notes out of the way, I want to point you to the Twitter page of Carl Anderson, which is at Machine Gun KA. He's tweeted things such as, keep calm because we're coming, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened, another one simply reads soon, And he has a retweeted Balor Club tease that Finn Balor put out there. And he has one that also reads from today: "As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. We tried to warn them." All right, now I bring this up because I think we all expect Anderson and his tag team partner Doc Gallows to debut soon. We're not sure, is it Balor Club, or do they have something else in mind? I think the big question, of course, is when they debut and where they debut. I can tell you that there've been plenty of ideas pitched, and there's been talk that it could be at the TakeOver show. There's been talk that it could they could end up playing a part in Taker against Shane on Shane's behalf. There's been talk of having the two of them and Finn Balor be Shane's new fresh faces of the Raw brand run by Shane. I've even heard rumors of an old guard against new faces type feud. Believe it or not, with the new faces being the baby faces in this whole thing, which is kind of hard to believe just because the old guard includes guys like John Cena and Undertaker. And I just, knowing Vince McMahon's booking approach, I don't know how realistic it is. It has a bit of a New Blood Against Millionaires Club feel to it from WCW, and that scares me. But, you know, hey, could Shane lose the match and then show up with these guys for an invasion on Monday? And that's not anything I've heard as far as that one. As far as things being thrown out there, I'm just throwing that one out there as a possibility. And I want to make it clear with this, I'm not reporting anything other than telling you that I've heard that there have been some major ideas pitched for these guys. And so when I see Anderson tweeting some of the things that he is, and it made me sit back and wonder a little bit. Hey, is there something to this? And, you know, obviously we'll find out soon enough where they end up going with these guys. I think it's very interesting, no matter what happens with this, that there's some real talk about a big shakeup coming out of WrestleMania, whether it happens at WrestleMania or just the next night on Raw. You know, whether they go through with all of this is anyone's guess. But it's certainly an interesting talker heading into WrestleMania weekend, especially with so many people looking for WWE to shake things up. And hey, keep in mind, you know, Shane is only in charge of Raw if he wins his match, and so there's a potential for a brand split there. So, I mean, a lot of interesting things could happen. Or we could wake up on Tuesday morning going, my God, Stephanie and Hunter were still in charge. Shane is gone, and it's just back to business. It was back to business as usual on Raw last night. I don't think anyone is looking for that to happen. I don't think people want business as usual. I think they want some. I want the big shakeup, and so I just thought it was certainly worth passing along that there. If that's what you're looking for, it's at least being discussed. Let's talk about tonight's go-home edition of WWE Raw, which will be held at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. What we know as of this update is that, it's all hands on deck. We know that Undertaker, Shane McMahon, Triple H, Roman Reigns, Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Brock Lesnar, and Paul Heyman are all advertised for the show. WWE is not advertising any matches at this point, but I assume this show is going to be more about the promos and angles than any particular matches, so I guess I shouldn't be too surprised by that. We should get the official announcement of AJ Styles facing Chris Jericho at WrestleMania. They're still kind of they're playing it up as if Jericho doesn't want that match and he's not going to do it, and so I assume something happens on tonight's show to make him want to do it. I'm curious to see if WWE has any more tricks up their sleeve. You know, will they say anything about the roles for The Rock, Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels, John Cena? You know, what are they going to do on Sunday? Will WWE, I mean, we know Rock is going to be there officially, but they haven't said anything about the other three. Will there be any special referees announced for either the Triple H and Roman Reigns match or the Shane McMahon Undertaker match? Will there be any celebrities added to the WrestleMania mix? And, you know, I must admit that I kind of like that this WrestleMania doesn't have a bunch of celebrities. You know, I kind of like that whatever this thing does at the gate, and there's certainly reports of this being north of 80,000 in ticket sales, it's about the wrestling. It's about the brand. You know, it's not about a big celebrity stunt. I like that. But I do wonder if they could add something tonight. I've already said that I would have gone with the freak show. I would have brought in Johnny Manziel. You know, at least reached out to him. Who knows if he'd be interested in doing it, but I would have brought him in some capacity. Johnny Football, the college football player who went to the Cleveland Browns in the draft and has been an absolute train wreck. And I think it's too late for this to happen in a meaningful way, but I really would have reached out to him if it were my call to make. I mean, he's a Texas guy. He might be up for the payday because he is an NFL free agent. There's rumblings that he's been blackballed due to his off-the-field antics. And, hey, I know the guy's, you know, comes from a wealthy family, but everyone still likes Payday. I would have reached out to him because I think anything this guy does gets mainstream attention, whether it's TMZ, ESPN. I mean, ESPN may have let off SportsCenter talking about him doing this. That's how just enamored they are with Johnny Football. They can't get enough of him. Like I said, I think it's too late. We would have seen something if that were going to happen, but it's something I would have done. So far, I mean, the only thing we know is that the only celebrity that is going to be involved in WrestleMania, aside from singers, is well, and I guess he is too, but it's Snoop Dogg, the latest entrant in the WWE Hall of Fame. I am just thrilled that Randy Savage is already in. It has been so nice this year not to have to, run a story on the site about who the next Hall of Famer is, only to have it followed up with countless emails from readers, their complaints that wrestler X or celebrity X is entering the Hall of Fame while Savage was still on the outside looking in. I mean, hey, there are plenty of deserving wrestlers who belong in the Hall of Fame long before Snoop Dogg, but it is what it is. It's the celebrity wing. And taking it one step further, I just don't even get upset by what happens with the WWE Hall of Fame anymore. And honestly, I don't think you should either, folks. I mean, just enjoy it for what it is or ignore it. I mean, it's fun to kind of debate. I get that. But I mean, some people get really worked up about this when WWE puts people in that they don't feel are deserving. This is the WWE Hall of Fame. You know, hey, don't get me wrong. I wish WWE had like a committee that didn't involve Vince McMahon, just as some real people that would make an honest assessment and induct the most truly deserving people. But this is the WWE Hall of Fame. This is their event. This is about them trying to sell network subscriptions and sell out another arena and things like that. This is the approach they take with it. And I just think it's not worth the hassle of getting all worked up and bent out of shape because of someone going into WWE's Hall of Fame. Now, I do think there are guys that and women who make it feel very prestigious because they take it seriously. When their name is called, when they are honored, they go in there and they're touched by it. They really, go out and deliver a memorable acceptance speech. It means the world to them. Those moments are awesome, and I wish we had more of that. I really do. But it's just, it's the McMahon Hall of Fame, and that's what it's going to be. So I wouldn't lose any sleep over Snoop Dogg entering the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame and joining such illustrious names as Drew Carey and Donald Trump. Hey, the main thing I want to see on Raw tonight is really some clarity on the Shane McMahon and Undertaker, just the entire angle. I mean, they've just thrown out that match with a couple of wacky stipulations. I mean, Shane takes control of Raw if he wins. Taker can't wrestle at WrestleMania if he loses. I still don't know why it's just Raw for Shane. I don't know why he didn't ask for total control, considering that his character had all of the leverage over his father, according to their own storyline. I don't even know why Shane agreed to wrestle a match. Couldn't he have just said, "No, I have the leverage over you. If you want it back, maybe you should wrestle the match, Dad." None of this has made any sense, and I want it to. It's too late to fill every plot hole they have. It is, but I'd like to at least hear Shane explain why he left WWE and what he wants to do with the company if he wins, beyond just, "I want to bring in some new wrestlers, and I'm tired of guys being held back." Yeah, get me excited about this if it's going to happen. I guess I'm a little more understanding if, no, Shane's just going to lose, and so we don't want to have him talk up what could be when you're just going to get what is. I get that, but I just want more from this. As someone who was excited about the whole spectacle of Shane against Taker, I really expected WWE to do a stronger job creatively. I thought they would come in with a well-thought-out storyline that would make sense, and it just hasn't. It's gotten worse as time has gone on, and so hopefully they do something tonight to kind of at least tie up some loose ends. Again, you can't take care of them all at this point, but get me excited about this. I don't want to see Shane McMahon doing the Shane shuffle. He can do what he wants in the ring entrance, but that whole bit where he's punching Taker with body shots and does the Shane shuffle afterward just made me cringe. That was such a low point of this whole thing. I want to be excited about this match, as excited as I was the night Shane returned. And even then it was like, that's Undertaker's match? Well, it'll still be a spectacle. Get me back to that point, because it is still the most appealing match for so many people on this card. I want to see a good final sales job for this. I also want a big home run promo from Paul Heyman about the Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose match. Heyman hasn't really been asked to sell this match as aggressively as he has the other big Brock Lesnar matches we've seen, not just on WrestleMania, but elsewhere. I really wonder if Heyman and Lesnar are even excited by this match. I mean, Lesnar was on ESPN today, and yeah, I'm sure he's excited about working in front of that huge crowd at AT&T Stadium and being part of that atmosphere. But how big of a letdown is this for both men after being in the WrestleMania main event last year? And I really believe that it was supposed to be Lesnar and Reigns again this year. I really do. We didn't see a finish from them last year. It was Seth Rollins coming in and cashing in that Money in the Bank contract and becoming the new champion. And so I really do think that they were looking ahead going, we're doing this again next year. And I think they should have. I really do. That match is still more appealing to me than Triple H and Roman Reigns is. Now, we'll see if there's some storyline reason that makes more sense coming out of WrestleMania. But they had a hell of a match last year. I really enjoyed that match. And everyone in with just as much piss and vinegar about Roman Reigns last year as they are this year. But still, I mean, I just think that that was a more appealing match. I don't care if it's been done before. We didn't get a finish to it. That said, kind of getting back to the point here, I don't think, like, Lesnar and Heyman have anything against Ambrose. I just can't imagine that Heyman is inspired by an Ambrose match, knowing what Brock Lesnar normally, what he's normally involved in. I think it's natural that he wouldn't be. But we also know this is Paul Heyman, and he can deliver a good, I want a home run again, not just a good, I want a home run promo from Paul Heyman tonight. And I think even if he's not overly inspired by Brock Lesnar facing Dean Ambrose in a glorified hardcore match, I think he can still go out there and knock one out of the park if he's given the chance. We'll see. Just a note before we close it, we are looking for correspondence for all of the WrestleMania weekend events, including non-WWE events. If you are going to a wrestling show, a one-man show, WWE Access, WWE or otherwise, as far as those wrestling shows are concerned, we can use a report. Please email me, dotnetjason@gmail.com. Just spell it out, dotnetjason@gmail.com. If you would like to help us out, I would really appreciate it. You can also hit me up on Twitter @ProWrestlingNet if that is easier. And please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. Please rate and review us on iTunes or anywhere else that allows such reviews. You are helping spread the word about this podcast. I really appreciate it when people even take the time just to do a simple retweet when I put the link to the daily podcast out there. And hey, spread the word about the live shows. Beginning Thursday, ProWrestling.net Live returns, taking the place of this kind of daily access show for WrestleMania week. Again, Thursday, Friday, and then I'll be back on Sunday before WrestleMania, and then the Monday coming out of Mania, and in between there, the British Invasion on Saturday with Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge. So we've got a full slate of audio coming up for you for WrestleMania. You're only getting a taste of it here, I assure you, on the All Access side. Great time to sign up for membership. $2. What a deal. And you can save yourself a ton of money if you want to commit long term. We'd love to have you. We're really proud of the work we do on the member side of things. We want you to take us up on this offer so that you can see what it is we are so proud of on the member side of things. Again, the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. All the details are available on the main page, so check them out. You'll see the sale price right there in the headline where you find most of the news. I'll have it in the news ticker. I'll have it in the must-read section. It will be there for you. Take advantage of this while you can. We don't do many sales, so jump on this one, lock yourself into ProWrestling.net, and I assure you, you will not regret it. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, thank you very much for listening. Take care.